May I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's gospel should come with a warning. If you're trying to get ahead in the world, you'll need to ignore it. Jesus' advice is not going to help. Jesus gives some pretty terrible advice that should be taken with a grain of salt. Now, we realize that Jesus is pushing humility in this particular passage, and Jesus is uniquely positioned to speak about humility. Jesus, fully God, there when the earth itself was being created, became a human being and was born of a regular woman on the earth and was subjected to all the pleasures and pains that people face. We recognize and remember this every Christmas when we try to wrap our brains around it. It's hard to imagine anything or anyone more humble than that. The God of the universe coming to the earth he created to live as one of the subjects of the earth, and even to die as one of them. So yes, humility is important, and Jesus was as humble as could probably be imagined. But beyond that, Jesus' advice really needs some help. It has been 2,000 years since Jesus was on the earth. Maybe this is one of the things that has changed with time. Maybe if Jesus were to come back today, or if Jesus came for the first time today into our world, his advice would be different. The world has changed a lot in 2,000 years. People function differently. Society functions differently. Perhaps Jesus' advice would be changed with the time as well. But somehow I doubt it. That fairly well-known quote about Jesus that we heard from the letter to the Hebrews has something to say about that. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This suggests someone who doesn't update their teachings very often. Jesus' world during his time on the earth was a complex one, differently complex than our own. The ruling Romans were to be feared and placated, but beneath them there was a little space for some social hierarchy, especially among the religious elites. And Jesus' audience in today's gospel are the influential members of the Pharisees, the especially observant and pious followers of Judaism. Though there wasn't a lot of room in the social ladder for movement among the elites, there was still some jockeying for positions of influence as Jesus addresses today. Our world is much more fluid, at least in this part of the world. When we tell children that you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up, we are espousing a belief that jobs are, in theory anyway, equally open to all applicants. We have this thing called social mobility, meaning that people who didn't come from a background of power and prestige and money can still make it in the world and become influential and powerful and rich based on their own merits and hard work, in theory anyway. There is some semblance of a class structure in Canada, but the key to class and access and influence seems to be very simple: money. So if you make a lot of money through your skill, charm, personality, or pure luck, you can raise your station. In Jesus' time, there would have been social climbers, those eager to raise their station to a level of more influence and importance, but maybe not that many because, as I mentioned, the structure of the society didn't allow for a lot of that. And another big difference, of course, between Jesus' society and ours is that Jesus' society didn't have influencers. Now, an influencer, if you don't know what an influencer is someone who makes a living out of shaping or influencing the opinions of a huge number of fans. These fans interact with the influencer regularly, usually by watching videos created and displayed by these influencers on a wide variety of topics. Sometimes a product is the focus of an in-detail discussion, but often any products that are sold are through advertisements or product placements or endorsements made by these influencers. Quite often, influencers are paid directly through cash or merchandise to give positive testimonials about products, which drive sales of those same products. It can be quite lucrative to be an influencer, but it's not an easy job. Many of you know, but not all of you perhaps know, that for the past year I worked as a substitute teacher in high schools in Coquitlam, actually. And a lot of the young people that I spoke to had it in their head that they would grow up to be influencers and YouTube and internet personalities. And if any of you are considering a potential career change or maybe a late in life career, I'm going to give you some instructions on what you need to do to be a successful influencer. First of all, you need to put yourself out there and make sure that everyone knows who you are and recognizes your importance and your power to make their product or brand rise or fall through its positive or negative association with you and your brand. People need to know and respect you, especially those who only know you online. Secondly, networking is incredibly important. The more people who know you and the more connected people you know, the more secondary and tertiary connections you can make, and each connection is a potential fan and hence revenue stream. You need to leverage those connections too, and things like collaborations can really drive traffic to your site. Now here's a pro tip. If you want to sound like you know what you're talking about, never use the word collaboration. You'll want to say collab, as though isn't it actually a short form of anything. And you can use collab as both a verb and a noun. Let's get together and collab on this new project, or I've got a new collab coming out next month. And when it comes to collabs, be careful about who you invite onto your platform. Each special guest will be a reflection of you and your brand. You want to limit your special guests to those who have at least as many followers as you. Wherever possible, try to connect with those who have far larger numbers of followers than you do. That way, their audience and their fans can become your fans with any luck. As I said, Jesus' advice is not helpful. All of what he talked about was the opposite of what I just laid out. But I don't think it was because he was out of date. That quote from Hebrews about Jesus being the same yesterday and today and forever seems to suggest that his poor advice is not merely outdated and irrelevant to our changing world. It's almost as though Jesus isn't interested in propping people up, either today or in his own day. He's not concerned with their position on the social ladder or increasing their followers or level of influence. In fact, Jesus' advice sounds like it was meant for a different people altogether than those he was talking to, different from us today too. It's almost as though Jesus' advice, if followed, would actually change the way the world operated, bringing a new emphasis to our interactions with each other. If we listened to what Jesus said, we wouldn't increase our fan base or grow our name recognition or raise our click numbers. And we might actually turn some of our success, our influence and possessions, into something that bolsters others who don't have their own platform or following. That would really change things. It would upend the whole way that things have been working for a long time already, at least since Jesus' time. So despite Jesus' undeniably great humility, and despite the fact that he was and still is God, he just didn't seem to have this one figured out. He really didn't have social climbing figured out, so be warned. If you take his advice, it's definitely not going to help your social standing. Potential influencers out there, take heed.